This episode of the Autism Dad Podcast is brought to you by Goalie. As parents, it sometimes feels like we are constantly nagging our kids to work on their daily living routines. Things like hygiene and bedtime and homework can be so challenging. We know our kids need to learn this stuff, especially as they move towards independence, but sometimes there's just not enough time in a day. Parenting is tough. Trying to balance everything when it comes to raising kids is not easy, and sometimes, as parents, we could use a little help. Enter Goalie. Goalie is a digital visual scheduler, AAC talker, token board system, and more all rolled into one easy-to-use app. It's made for unique thinkers like autistic kids and kids with ADHD. Kids, together with Goalie, can conquer daily routines and therapy practice without prompting from mom or dad. This reduces that feeling of nagging your kids, and it also grants your kids some autonomy to sort of manage their own lives. Goalie can easily be used on your child's existing device or with Goalie's optional and affordable dedicated device. In my house, we found that the dedicated device seems to work better for my son, so that's what we use. For more information, you can visit getgoalie.com, that's GETGOALLY.com, and use the code TheAutismDad and save 10% off your order. My name is Rob Gorski. Welcome to the Autism Dad Podcast, where we talk about all things related to autism and parenting and ADHD and mental health and self-care and mom stuff and dad stuff and all those things that are important and relevant in your life that maybe we don't talk about enough. So we do that here on the show. I appreciate you tuning in. Today's another listener question day, and this one was emailed directly to me the other day, and it's actually a really, really good question. And they want to know, how do you deal with family members, you know, grandparents, siblings, aunts, uncles, whatever, who do not support or understand your child's diagnosis? Okay, so I'm going to be pretty blunt with this because I really feel like, I mean, this happens to a lot of people. And I've been at this for 20 years, so I've dealt with this on and off throughout the years. As time has gone on, most people have gotten on board. But the way that I see it is that people fall into two categories. They fall into the category of, like, for example, grandparents, right, who mean well but just don't understand what autism is, or they don't know how to help. So they help in ways that make sense to them, but ultimately aren't, you know, helpful in real life. But they mean well and they're willing to learn. You know, with these people, there's all kinds of ways that you can help bring them on board. You can, you know, the more time they spend around your child, the more they're going to witness, the more they're going to see, and it'll help them to kind of better grasp what's going on. You can invite them to doctor's appointments or therapy appointments or, you know, support groups, or you can have them read blogs like mine or listen to podcasts like this or any of the countless others who put their experience out there for the world to help people better understand. I mean, there's so many resources out there that can help people who are willing to learn. So I think if you have somebody who wants to help, they just don't know how, you want these people in your life, in my view, because they will ultimately get on board, and you need a village, right? I mean, you just do. The other side is the group of people who just refuse. They will not follow the rules. They will not follow the guidelines that you put out that are deemed to be in your child's best interest. They don't respect boundaries. They are unwilling to learn. They just deny the diagnosis, and they create havoc and turmoil. And not only is that affecting your life, but it affects your child's life, right? I mean, we need people to be understanding and compassionate of our kids, which means you need to accept a diagnosis. You need to grasp the concept of the diagnosis. And you need to have that context when you interact with that child. And unfortunately, the reality is that sometimes people will never get on board. There's nothing that you're going to be able to do that's going to change that. And you can spend all your time and energy and resources trying to get them on board or just deal with the fallout of however they're behaving. But that takes away from your own quality of life, and it takes away from the resources you have to give to your child. It affects your own mental health too. I mean, that's a big deal. In these cases, sometimes you have to make tough decisions. You have to decide whether or not this person is reachable, whether or not they are willing to learn. And if they're not, then you have to decide what to do. Right? And sometimes that means putting up boundaries. You can love family members from a distance and not allow them to come into your home. I mean, people do that all the time. There's nothing wrong with that. you have to decide what works best for your family. And, you know, sometimes that just means making those tough decisions, and it sucks and it's not fair, and you should never have to be placed in that position. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you need as many people on board as possible, because, you know, being a parent to a child with autism or some other disability is very challenging, and you need that village. And anybody who's not on board can bring you down and make things harder, and it can affect you. It can affect your child. It can affect all kinds of things in your life. And sometimes you have to remove people from your life. You know, you don't always have to close the door, because maybe they'll come around at some point. I do think that most people are reachable, but for the ones who aren't, you have to decide what's best and just make a decision and go with it. Boundaries are so important, and there's nothing wrong with boundaries. There's nothing wrong with loving people from a distance. Just do what's best for yourself and your child and your family, and you can always reevaluate later, but sometimes we got to make tough calls. You know, I really hope this helps. If you guys have any more questions, just shoot me an email or send it on social media, whatever. I love your questions. It really helps to discuss them, and it helps other parents who are going through similar things. So thank you so much. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Remember, you can find me at listen.theautismdad.com. Subscribe on any one of your favorite podcast listening apps, and drop new episodes every Monday and Friday. So have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later. See you. Bye.